नमो अरिहंतारम नमो सेदारम नमो आयरियार नमो वज्रायनम नमो लुविसंविसावनम ऐसो पंच नमोकारो सवे पाव पुनाशनो मंगलायनम चे सवे सिंह परम हवई मंगलम।
अर्जुन चित्तारी मंगल पाठ।
ओह सॉरी सॉरी आई गॉट डिस्कनेक्टेड। चित्तारी मंगलम अरिहंता मंगलम सेदा मंगलम साहू मंगलम केवली वनंतो मंगलम चित्तारी चित्तारी लो गौतमा अरिहंता लो गौतमा सेदा लो गौतमा साहू लो गौतमा केवली पनातो लो गौतमा चित्तारी शरणम पावजामी अरिहंता शरणम पावजामी सेदा शरणम पावजामी साधु शरणम पावजामी केवली पनातो दामो शरणम पावजामी।
सो इट्स केवली पनतो पवजामी और समथिंग इन बिटवीन। केवली पनतो अर्जुन
यस
चत्तारी मंगलम अरिहंता मंगलम सिद्धा मंगलम साहू मंगलम केवली पनतो मंगलम। करेक्ट,
या
नथिंग इज मिसिंग इन दिस लाइन। केवली
ओ नो दमो
पनतो मंगलम
वाज
धम्मो या आई सो यू डिडंट से इन उत्तम एंड मंगल यू डिडंट से मंगल इन परिणम यू सेड धम्मो। करेक्ट, सो इट्स
ओ
केवली
ओके
पनतो धम्मो मंगलम। केवली पनतम पनतो धम्मो शरणम पवचामि। ओके,
ओके
सो वेयर वर वी? सॉरी आई कुडंट मेक इट इन द लास्ट क्लास। सो व्हाट डिड यू डू इन द लास्ट क्लास लास्ट संडे?
We played that game where you select a topic and then you just say every detail you know about it.
Oh, okay. Very well. Okay, so we were on this. We were learning about King Rishabhdev and Mahavir Bhagwan. Okay, so I guess now who will tell me the name of the parents of Rishabhdev? Anyone remembers? Dia, what were the names of the parents?
Can you please repeat what you said?
Yeah, my question is, you have to tell me the name of the parents of the King Rishabhdev. Do you remember? We did a play on this once upon a time.
I don't remember.
Okay, fine. Any one of you, Arush, Arjun?
No, I do not remember the names.
Okay. Okay, so in which city was he born? Anybody of you? Okay, the names of his wife? That is it. Ah.
Sunanda
Yeah, very good. Okay, next.
was one, and Sunanda and Nanda.
Yeah, Nanda and Sunanda. Very good. Okay, so the name of his children, Arush, you remember? Anyone? Any of the name of his children?
One was Bautbali.
Bhutbali, the one who wrote Namukar Mantra for the first time, Acharya Bhutbali.
I thought so. No.
Okay. Anyone? Any one of the name? Any one of the name? Nanda and Sunanda. So Nanda bore how many kids? 100.
Two.
Two. Okay. So Sunanda is. Sunanda had 100, right?
Wait.
Yeah.
Sunanda had 100?
Nanda and Sunanda. So the first wife was Nanda. So now first wife had how many?
First wife had 100 sons.
Yeah,
100.
Yeah.
Bahubali and Sundari.
Very good. And first wife is Bharat Chakravarti and 100 other sons and one of the daughter, Brahmi. Right?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah? Okay. So we'll quickly go through it. Okay. There is one stotra written by Acharya Manasunga. What is its name? Diya? Manasunga Acharya has written what?
Has written, I'm confused.
Something.
Brahma Sutra.
No, hello, Diya. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, my question is, Acharya Manasunga has written one of the sutra. Do you remember the name of that? It's a Bhaktamar Sutra, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so Bhaktamar Sutra is written by Acharya Manasunga. My question was, what is there in Bhaktamar Sutra? We did the play, right, on this? What Bhaktamar Sutra is a poem written by Acharya Manasunga, in which Bhagwan Adinath has been adored. So it's a poem of, it's a prayer of Adinath Bhagwan. So we are adoring Adinath Bhagwan in Bhaktamar Sutra. So Acharya Manasunga has adored Bhagwan Adinath in Bhaktamar Sutra, right? Correct? Hello?
Yes.
Arjun, okay, so just keep it in, okay, we'll keep it in mind, okay? So we are, whatever points we're learning today, we have to, like, these are the facts, okay? So we should, like, know them. So if you feel like you just, note it down somewhere, or it's all written in the script of the play that we did, Know Thyself, okay? So it started with the name of Bhaktamar Sutra, in which Acharya Manasunga, he has adored whom? Adinath Bhagwan. Fine. So now Adinath Bhagwan, his parents were King Nabhiraya and Queen Marudevi. So Nabhiraya and Marudevi. Arush, what was the name of his parents? Nabhiraya
King Marudevi, the queen.
Very good. The queen, yes. So, King Nabhiraya and Marudevi, the queen. Arjun, what was the name of parents?
King Nadiraya and Queen Marudevi. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, you just open the script, okay? It's all written in script. We have a script of the place. Okay, so we have like in bold alphabets, whatever is written is the fact.
Okay,
so
should I open
it? Yeah, we all should open it. Okay, open it. All of Arush,
it's open
you
now.
Joined dating? Arush, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, and Jamin, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, Jamin, Jai Janendra. Okay.
Jai Janendra.
When did you join? You just joined or you joined some minutes back?
Couple of minutes ago.
Oh, okay, fine. So open the script of the play, okay? So we'll just learn the facts today. We'll quickly go through the facts. And then we have very interesting chapters coming in the next class. Okay?
Right.
So we will try to just complete it today. Okay? Yeah. So So Bhaktamrita Stotra was written by Acharya Mantung, in which Bhagwan Adinath has been praised. Then we are learning about Bhagwan Adinath then. Then who was Bhagwan Adinath? He was the son, not Bhagwan, the king Rishabhdev, the child Rishabhdev. He was the son of King Nabhiraya and Queen Marudevi. We all opened it. We can see it in the bold letters. It's on the Natasha's part. No, my dear, he achieved the state of non-attachment and omniscience by his supreme effort. Where was he born? In Ayodhya. Ayodhya. You must have... Yeah, Ayodhya. Okay, King Ram. You know, in Ram, in Hindu mythology, Ram Bhagwan, the Lord Ram. Right? We all know about Lord Ram. In Hindu mythology,
yeah.
He is a god, and in Jain mythology, he is also god, right? So, he was also the king of Ayodhya. So, Bhagwan Adinath was also born in where? Ayodhya. Okay?
Okay.
So, he took birth in Ayodhya, in the home of King Nabhiraya and Marudevi. Right? And then we all know he has two wives, Nanda and Suranda. Nanda bore 100 sons, including Bharat Chakravarti, and a daughter, Brahmi, and second wife, Sunanda, who bore Bahubali and Sundari, only two children. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, you all can see till here, it's very easy, okay? So we didn't know about Nabhiraya and Marudevi, so we now know their names. Fine?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we learned this story once upon a time, that how did he get Vairagya? Why did he take Diksha? So he was watching some dance, you know, in his palace, right? There was some,
mm-hmm.
one of the Devi of the Deva, right? She was there dancing, right? What was her name? Nilanjana. The lady who was dancing... And who got, you know, who died while dancing, and then Saudharmindra reproduced one of the devis instantly, right? Nobody could guess that, one of the devas, she just died. The same body, the same dance steps, everything was same, the same dress, and she was there dancing again. So, who did it? Saudharmindra did it. When he did it, when Nilanjana died, he didn't want to do this, that if, there is some disturbance in between the, King Rishabhdev was enjoying this, right? So, the Saudharman doesn't want to have any disturbances during the entertaining stuff going on, right? So, The moment Nilanjana dies, Saudharmindra regenerates, reproduces the same, in the same form, the another lady. Okay? So, who was the factor in the Vairagya of King Rishabhdev? If somebody asks you that, Dia, what made King Rishabhdev take Diksha and become Sadhu Pameshthi?
The death of Nilanjana.
Yeah, very good. The death of Nilanjana during, in his court when she was dancing. And nobody else could have got it, okay? But it was the Jiva of Tirthankar, when they take birth, from since birth, they have five types of knowledge, okay? We have two types of knowledge. Mati Gyan, Shrut Gyan. There are five kinds of knowledge, okay? So we have two kinds of knowledge. But when Tirthankaras take birth, okay? So they have, since the inception, since their birth, they have three types of knowledge. One is Mati Gyan, Shrut Gyan, and then Avadhi Gyan, okay? So their knowledge is huge. Though they don't have Keval Gyan before becoming Arhanta, but since birth, still their knowledge is, you know, unbeatable. So, no other person in the court could have guessed it. But King Rishabhdev, since he had so much of knowledge, since his knowledge was so huge, so, you know, widened, he got to know that Nilanjana has died, and this author Mindra reproduced her, replaced her with some other devi. Okay, so the death of Nilanjana, which King Rishabhdev came across, it became one of the factors in his Vairagya. He started thinking like, oh, she died instantly, and just for my, like, just that I, my entertainment doesn't get, my enjoyment doesn't get disturbed, they have reproduced another lady. So like, this world is so mean. For my entertainment, other person's death is nothing. Okay, so he really got, you know, Vairagya, and then he decided to take Diksha. Okay, so Nilanjana. Okay, now, so he took Diksha. So after he took Diksha, for how many days he didn't, like, go for the ahar only to eat anything?
6 months.
For 6 months, he didn't go for ahar. And then for next 6 months, he went for ahar, but he did not get ahar, right? And after almost a year, more than a year, okay, from where did he get the first ahar of his life?
King Shriyan.
Yeah, it's King Shriyan. Who was it? Jaimin? Who gave him first ahar? Who gave Muni Rishabhdev the first ahar?
King Shahar?
King Nabhiraya, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, King Nabhiraya gave him the first ahar, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, Arush, correct. King Nabhiraya gave him?
Correct.
Correct. Okay, Diya, King Nabhiraya gave him the first ahar?
No.
No, who was King Nabhiraya? King Nabhiraya was his father. He didn't give him ahar. Hello, Jaimin, Arush, King Nabhiraya and Maru Devi was his parents, right? The first ahar was given by King Shriyan. King Shriyan. In this script, it's on the same slide. Okay, in the page number 1, there is this one big dialogue of Natasha. Adinath attained godhood later. In this, King Rishabhdev, Nilanjana, King Shriyan, it's written on the second last line. Okay, what did he give him in the ahar? He gave him sugarcane juice. You all know what is sugarcane juice? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? You all know what is sugarcane juice? Do you all know what is sugarcane?
Yeah.
You all. Okay, thank God. So the juice of the sugarcane is known as sugarcane juice. Okay. King Shriyansa gave him what in ahar? Sugarcane juice. Okay. And that festival, that date of ahar is still celebrated as Akshaya Tritiya festival. So it is not an eternal festival. It is an event based. When he took ahar, this festival started. So Akshaya Tritiya. So now if I'll be asking you some other day that why do we celebrate Akshaya Tritiya, what will you be telling me, Jaimin? Why do we celebrate Akshaya Tritiya?
What was the question?
My question is, why do we celebrate Akshaya Tritiya?
Because King Shri... Wait.
Yeah, you all are listening. Yes?
I forgot.
Okay. Arush, why do we celebrate Akshaya Tritiya?
I forgot.
Okay. Arjun, why do we celebrate Akshaya Tritiya?
Because it was the day that King Shriyans gave King Rishabhdev the sugarcane juice for the first time.
Very good. See, before Akshaya Tritiya festival, before this date, nobody knew how to give food to Muniraj. Okay, because Adinath Bhagwan was first Tirthankara. So at that time, nobody knew how do we give ahar to King to Acharya Parameshthi, to Upadhyaya Parameshthi, to Sadhu Parameshthi. Okay, so for 6 months daily, King Rishabhdev, sorry, Muniraj Rishabhdev used to come to the city. So people didn't know how to give him the food. So some people were with their, some people were offering him all the gold. Some people were offering him some money. Some people were offering them their daughters to marry. But Muniraj doesn't want all this, right? He just left them all behind. Nobody knew that how to give ahar to Muniraj. So what happened? For 6 months happened, right? So for 6 months he didn't do anything. He came continuously to take ahar, but he didn't get ahar actually, correct? So now what happened? One fine night, this King Shreyans was sleeping, and Deva from the Devgati, on his sleep, during his sleep, gave him the dream about how to give ahar to Acharya, to Muniraj. Okay? So now King Shreyansa was the first person to know about that, how do we give ahar to Muniraj, to Sadhu Parameshthi. So now in the next morning, he did all the preparations accordingly. He made the pure, the ahar as per the requirement of Muniraj, how do they take, made with the same process. And when Muni Rishabhdev came, he invited him with the standard procedure which we follow to invite Muniraj for ahar. Namostu, 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 atro, 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 ahar jal shuddh hai. So like this is a process how we ask Muniraj to come to our home to take ahar. Okay, so he did all this. So Muniraj Rishabhdev agreed to have ahar because all the complete procedure was done, right? So this was the first day when any Jain Muniraj took ahar. So who did the first ahar? Muniraj Rishabhdev had the first ahar of this Chobisi, of this time, the times we are living in. Who had the first ahar? What is the name of Muniraj who had first ahar? Hello, what is the name of Muniraj? Huh? What?
Rishabhdev.
Exactly. So in a different way we can say that Muniraj Rishabhdev started the, he started this ahar, the concept of ahar in this century, in this time, in our times, okay? Before Adinath, Muniraj Adinath, nobody knew about how to take ahar. And because that dream came to King Shreyans, given by Devas, he actually followed the process, and then Adinath Bhagwan took the ahar, Muniraj Adinath took the ahar. So the process of ahar started. Then afterwards, all the Muniraj who took Diksha with Muniraj Adinath, they all started getting the ahar. Okay? So therefore this Akshaya Tritiya festival is important because on this day the ahar dan has started. For the first time somebody gave ahar to Muniraj in this time. Okay? Correct? Simple. King Shreyans gave sugarcane juice to Muniraj Rishabhdev, and that festival, that date, we still celebrate it as Akshaya Tritiya festival. Correct? Okay. Now the next point. Anybody has any questions? Okay. So now for next 1,000 years, he did all this tapa. Okay, he practices soul for next 1 year. Okay, if for 1,000 years, and then finally he got what he attained. The omniscience means he became Arahanta Pameshti, correct? And then from the Kailash, Mount Kailash, that we know where Mount Kailash is, You have heard the name of Mount Kailash? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, yes? Mount Kailash. He became Siddha Parameshthi from Mount Kailash. Right? So he had Samavsharan, then he came to Mount Kailash, he practiced further his soul, and then what happened? He attained Samoksha from Mount Kailash. So from where did he go to Moksha? Mount Kailash. All agree to, or anybody has any questions? What did we learn about Adinath Bhagwan? What do we know about him? That the name of his parents was King Nabhi Raya and Queen Marudevi. He took birth in Ayodhya. He had two wives, Nanda, who bore 100 sons, including Bharat Chakravarti, and Brahmi. So Nanda, who had Bahubali and Sundari. Correct? And then what did he do? He was watching the dance of Nilanjana, but during the dance, the Nilanjana died. So he thought about the, you know, the transition, the nature of this world, and how transition it is. It just keeps changing. Somebody takes birth, somebody dies. Instantly, this all happens, and we just, you know, keep involved ourselves in the materialistic thing. And then, he took the Diksha, he became Sadhu Parameshthi. For 6 months, he didn't take anything. For next 6 months, he didn't get anything. Then, one fine night, Devas give dreams to this King Shriyans. The next day, King Shriyans gives the ahar of sugar cane juice to Muniraj Adinath Bhagwan. And since that day, the process of ahardhan has, you know, it got established. And from that day, we still celebrated as Akshaya Tritiya Parv, because on that day, the process of ahardhan was standardized and was known to the jivas of this world. Okay, that was the first ahar of our time. Like, Mahavir Bhagwan had ahar as well, right? So, because of whom? Because Adinath Bhagwan established the process. So, Adinath Bhagwan had the first ahar of this time, okay? Then, for 1,000 years, he remained in state of self-absorption. And then, at last, one fine day, he got Samavsharan and all, because he got the Keval Gyan. And after getting the Keval Gyan from Mount Kailash, he got liberation. These are the simple facts we have to learn. Who will tell me all these facts in one go? Who will try? Just try. Diya, will you try? From the starting, who was his parent? And then what happened? His wife? Where did he take Diksha? Anyone can volunteer? Anyone will take? Arey, just try. We'll help you out, okay? Just start speaking. What do you remember now? Without looking at the script, what do we learn? No one is trying anything. Yeah, Arush, try. Say. Start with the name of his parents.
The name of Adinath's parents?
Yes.
Oh, they are King Nabhi Raya and Marudevi the Queen.
And Marudevi the Queen, very good. Then where did he take birth?
Ayodhya,
very good. Then Arjun, questions to you. He had any wife? Oh. You already told us, okay. Just tell us the name. Tell us everything about them. Wives.
Okay. Nanda, who was his first wife, bore 100 sons, including Bharat Chakravarti, and a daughter, Bharitya, I think. And a wife, and
Brahmi.
His second wife.
The daughter was Brahmi.
Brahmi?
Yeah.
And his second wife, Sunanda, who bore only two children, including Baltbali and a daughter, Sunandari.
Sundari. Okay, from Sunanda, it's Sundari. Sunanda, Sundari. Okay. And from Nanda, it's Brahmi. He had two daughters, Brahmi and Sundari.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Diya, then why did he take Diksha? No, sorry, Jaimin will tell us. Jaimin, why did he become Muniraj? He was king, right? So why did he left? Why did he leave all this, his kinghood, his kingdom, Ayodhya? Ayodhya is a huge,
because
kingdom.
Because
Nilanjana died. Yeah, Nilanjana died, so he realized the reality of the world, and he really got, you know, he wanted to take, he got Vairagya, and then he took Diksha. Very good. Yeah, so now, Diya, tell us about his ahar. For how many days did he not eat anything? For how many days did he not get anything?
Diya. 6 months.
Yeah, for the 6 months, what happened?
For 6 months, he didn't eat food, and then after 6 months, he ate food.
He did not get any food. Okay, he went for ahar, but he did not get. You know, nobody knew how to give ahar. So people were ready to give him, you know, money, the ornament, the precious stones, metals, wives, daughters, sisters, they were all offering them. But no food was there with the proper procedure. Yeah, so what, then how did that happen, his first ahar, Diya?
Anuji, she's just joining. 1 minute.
Okay. Yeah, meanwhile, Diya is coming. Arush, why don't you tell us about the first ahar of this time?
I don't know.
Who gave him first ahar?
I don't know.
Okay. I'll tell you again, okay? It's King Shreyan. King Shreyan, Devas gave him this dream about the process of ahar. Okay? So King Shreyan gave him sugar cane juice in first ahar. And the festival we celebrate is as Akshaya Tritiya. Okay? Hello?
Okay.
Fine, okay. It's King Shreyan and Akshaya Tritiya and sugarcane juice. These are the three facts. Okay? Okay, fine. After having this ahar, he practiced his soul for 1000 years and then he attained Keval Gyan. From where did he go to Moksha, Arjun?
What was that, Anupaji?
The place from where he got moksha.
Mount Kailash.
Yeah, Mount Kailash. Exactly. So that's all about Adinath Bhagwan we should know at this level. So okay, so this is, these are the facts. Name of the parents, where did he take birth, why did he took Diksha, who gave him first ahar, then from where did he go to moksha. That's it. That's all we have to learn, okay? Simple? In the next class, I will be asking you all this, okay? So just revise. Now we come to Mahavir Bhagwan. Right? So first, to how many names does Mahavir Bhagwan had?
Five.
So what was his original name? My question.
Was
the original name of Mahavir Bhagwan?
Vardhaman.
Yeah, Vardhman. So his parents gave him the name Vardhman when he took birth. Okay, so Vardhman is the original name. Correct? So where did he actually take birth? Yeah?
Can you please repeat what you said?
Yeah, I can repeat it. My question is, Dia, where did Vardhman, the child Vardhman, take birth? Okay, it's not in our script, I guess. Kundalpur? Anybody has heard about Kundalpur?
No.
No. Okay. Anybody know from where did he go to Moksha? That we should know. Mahavir Bhagwan, from where did he attain the liberation? In Diwali, he goes to Moksha, right? That's why we celebrate Diwali, correct?
Yeah.
From where did he go to Moksha? Like, where was he during the day of Diwali when he was going to Moksha, the place? Nobody knows. Adinath Bhagwan went to Moksha from Mount Kailash. From where Tamesh Shikhar did Mahavir Bhagwan go to Moksha? From Tamesh Shikhar? Do you all know or no, you don't know, right? Just tell me if you don't know, okay? He took birth
found it in the script.
Huh? You found it in the script?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's in the script. From where did he go to Moksha?
Thaupur?
Pavapur. So he took birth in Kundalpur. He went moksh from Pavapur, Kundalpur. Okay, Kundalpur, Pavapur. See, you know what is the universal truth? That the Jiva of Tirthankara, they all take birth in Ayodhya. You know, all 24 Tirthankaras, they take birth in Ayodhya. And all of them go to the liberation, to the moksha from Tamesh Shikhar. Shikharji, we all know Tamesh Shikhar, right? We all have heard the name about Tamesh Shikhar, name of Tamesh Shikhar?
Yes.
Or no? Arjun? Everybody has heard about Tamesh Shikhar. Dia has. Arush, Jaimin has. Arjun, do you have ever heard about Tamesh Shikhar?
I think so.
It's the place from where all the 24 Tirthankaras of every Chobisi that we have, every time 24 Tirthankaras happen in any point of time, they all take birth in the same city, which is it? Ayodhya, from where Adinath Bhagwan, the child Adinath took birth. And they all go moksha from the same place. Which one it is? It is Tamesh Shikhar. In present, out of 24 Tirthankaras, 20 Tirthankaras went moksha from Shikharji. How many? 20 Tirthankaras went moksha from Tamesh Shikhar this time. The 24 Tirthankaras we know, out of 24 Tirthankaras name which we learned, 20 went moksha from where?
Tamesh Shikhar.
Tamesh Shikhar, correct. So, it's a universal truth, universal fact that of all the Chobisi, Tirthankaras take birth at Ayodhya and they go moksha from Tamesh Shikhar. But what happened, this time we are living in the times are, you know, it's a Avsarpani Kal, and which Avsarpani Kal do we call it? Hundavsarpani Kal. Okay, it's a It comes after, you know, after infinite times pass, you know, when after, you know, we have this, we learnt about there are six parts of time. For in the fourth part, Tirthankaras happen. We are living in the fifth part, Pancham Kal. First Kal, second Kal, third Kal, fourth Kal, fifth Kal, sixth Kal, right? We learnt about it. Remember? No. Eternal pearls,
yes.
they are always there in every point of time. There are parts of time, right? There are six parts of time. Then their ascending phase of time, then their descending phase of time, right? We learned about it. So,
yeah.
Right? So, in all the Chobisi, all the times, the Ayodhya is the prime birthplace of all Tirthankaras, and Sammeshikar is the prime Nirvana Kshetra of Tirthankaras. They take birth at Ayodhya, they go moksh from where? From Sammeshikar. But now this is the time which is, you know, worst. We live in the worst period, okay? So in the worst times, because of this, this was such a bad time, okay? Hundav Sarpani Kal. Some of the Tirthankaras did not take birth in Ayodhya. Like Mahavir Bhagwan did not take birth in Ayodhya. He took birth in Kundalpur. And like Adinath Bhagwan and Vardhaman Bhagwan, Mahavir Bhagwan, they did not go moksh from Sammeshikar. Tirthankaras doesn't have, you know, they don't have a upsarga. You know, we have Parshnath Bhagwan, he had upsarga, right? Why Parshnath Bhagwan has a snake over his head? Hello, why Parshnath Bhagwan has a snake over his head? Nobody knows.
Because he has a snake.
Hello, have we all seen Yeah, he has a snake. Why?
Oh.
He likes a snake? Huh?
Oh,
you all know, you all have seen.
Barshan
you all have
Bhagwan,
seen.
Parshnath Bhagwan was throwing stone? No, wait.
Parshnath Bhagwan was throwing a stone on the snake, so snake came into the snake.
Parshnath Bhagwan and they were killing a snake in the fire, but then Parshnath Bhagwan saved him, and then that snake became a dev, and then that's how the snake is symbol of Parshnath Bhagwan.
Okay, so he became the symbol of Parshnath Bhagwan for not exactly. Yeah, you told us the correct story, but why? How come snake he came Deva? So how did he come back to Parshnath Bhagwan? No one, none of us know about Parshnath Bhagwan.
Incarnation.
Incarnation. Oh my God. See what happened? The Muniraj Parshnath, when he did not become Arahant Tapameshti, okay, he was Muniraj. He was practicing his soul, okay. So he had this enemy from past so many births. Once upon a time he was his brother, okay? But now he was his enemy, the Kal Samvardev, okay? He was a Deva. So what he was just flying back to his home, and while he was flying back, he just passed from the same jungle in which the Parshnath Bhagwan was practicing soul. Okay? So when any Tirthankara or Muniraj, they practice their soul, and if you're passing from the air path, your air, whatever your vehicle is, it stops. It doesn't proceed ahead until you bow down to that Muniraj or that Tirthankara, okay? So now the Viman, the vehicle of the, means, of Kal Samvardeva, it got stopped, it got halted, okay? So he proceeded to see what happened. So what he gets down onto the earth, what he sees is, this Parshnath, Muni Parshnath has stopped him. He gets very angry because he had this anger from past many births. So he realizes, oh, he's my enemy since many births. Okay, it's a long story of Parshnath Bhagwan. Okay, we'll take it someday. Okay, so now he gets very angry and he starts doing upsarga on Parshnath Muniraj. So he starts throwing stones, the big, you know, big stones, and then he started doing the bad rains. He started throwing the snakes, the insects on him. He started throwing the, you know, fire on him. So this way he was doing the upsarga. So the, as Arush rightly said, those snakes whom Parshnath Bhagwan in his childhood saved, they became Deva. So they realizes that Upsarg is happening on Muni Parshvanath. So they came onto the earth to save him. So one of the devs become the snake, and he became as a shield over his head. So none of the stones was now falling over his head. This is how they tried saving Muniraj Parshvanath from Upsarga of Kal Samvardev. That's why we have the snake over the head of Muniraj Parshvanath. Whenever we go to the temple, we see most of the temples, we see the same statue of Bhagwan, right? But that is a statue of his when he was Muniraj. The moment he attained Keval Gyan, it all went off. He was in the Samaksharan, and he did not have any snake over his head while he was Bhagwan. So what do we see in temple is the statue of Muniraj Parshvanath and not Bhagwan Parshvanath. Okay? We'll take this story in a detail in the next time. Okay, so my what we were learning about was that the prime birthplace is Ayodhya and the prime Nirvan place is Sammeshikar, but because of the time this is that we have born in, Mahavir Bhagwan did not take birth in Ayodhya, but he took birth in Kundalpur. And Adinath Bhagwan and Mahavir Bhagwan, they did not go moksha from Sammeshikar, but they go moksha from, they went moksha from Mount Kailash and Pava, respectively. Okay, so I guess the time is over for today. So what we'll do in the next class, I'll mail you the study material. We'll just revise the way we did about Adinath Bhagwan. So we'll revise about Mahavir Bhagwan too in a short, and then we'll start with a new topic. Okay? So just go through this script today and you will get a little bit of hint. Okay? So that we can remember. It will be easy for us in the next class to revise. Okay? So now what we'll do for today winding up, we'll read Shuddhata Mai Mera Naam. Shuddhatam, pure soul is my name, okay? Shuddhatam hai mera naam poem. Open that poem. And whose turn is today? Who will be reading today? We all will go mute. One person will be reading today on the mic. And it's Jaimin. Open all, we'll all mute our phones. We all will sing, but we'll not sing on mic. Only Jaimin will be singing on mic. So there will be no disturbances and we'll be able to synchronize with him. Opened.
My introduction?
Yeah, my introduction. Pure soul is my name. Okay, start chanting.
Pure soul is my name. Knowing alone is my name. Deep salvation is my home. Filled with perfect bliss, my own throne. No thirst or hunger reaches my address. No cover cold is allowed in my fortress. Free from agony and nowhere to roam. Real, exultant, and supreme is my home. Pure soul, my name is pure soul. My fame is to know alone. We shall discriminate the self from others. Meditate upon our soul and renounce worldly aversions. We shall have the spiritual bliss. My home is full of happiness. My name is pure soul. My fame is to know alone. Deep salvation is my home. Filled with perfect bliss, my own throne.
Very good, very good. Okay, thank you so much, Jai Jinendra. Okay, in the next class, just read this script and we'll be starting with a new topic. Okay?
Jai Jinendra.
Okay. Jai Jinendra. Thank you. Thank
Jai Jinendra.